CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. California. California has a senior senator, Dianne Feinstein, much in the news because of her struggles with health issues these last months, and then questions raised by Democrats in the House of Commons, Representatives and in the Senate about Dianne Feinstein's ability to continue in her role, voting and participating in the debates. Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution is here, writing at the column California on Your Mind about the choices that California must make in these next days or weeks or months, and especially the choice that the governor must make, Gavin Newsom. Bill, a very good evening to you. There was a rumor that Dianne Feinstein has a replacement in an extremely popular television personality. It came to nothing, but this suggests to me there's some romance about suggesting a new senator for California, at least for the medium term till the election of 24. What about Oprah? Did she listen to this whisper campaign? Good evening to you, Bill.
Good evening, John. I think she listened to it, or at least she heard about it, because her people shut it down after about a couple of days of gossip over it, which would be a sure sign that she was not amused by the whole thing. Here's the situation, long story short. Dianne Feinstein, who turns 90 years old 3 weeks from today, she's the oldest U.S. senator, she will step down from her post after November 2024, but no time soon. As we know, this is causing a lot of angst inside the Senate, because if you just look at her, she is just not very good physically. Her cognitive state's in question as well. And there's the question as to whether or not she can keep doing this job for about another 15 months or so, going by the congressional calendar. So if she were to step down, John, then the ball lands in the court of Governor Gavin Newsom to choose her interim successor. That man or woman would serve out the term until 2024. And the new senator is elected. But here, John, Newsom has put himself into a box, because a couple of years ago, when asked about a possible Feinstein successor, he said, in no uncertain terms, I will appoint a black woman. So now the governor has kind of put himself into a box, and that's why you see the Oprah speculation, because the question is, if the opportunity arose and he did pick a black woman, which black woman would it be?
Yes, and the question that we have right before us is, will the governor honor his pledge? And you write a column about how the Kennedys once had a similar situation and handled it very cleverly. What is your recommendation, Bill?
Well, Gavin Newsom cannot get away with what the Kennedys did. 1960, when John Kennedy is elected, a lot of things started moving real quick. Kennedy was a sitting senator at the time, so obviously an interim successor had to be chosen until a special election in 1962. Further complicating things, John, was that a Democratic governor was on his way out, soon replaced by a Republican governor, so they had to move fast. The Kennedys wanted nobody on that job who'd stick around for more than 2 years, because Ted Kennedy, who at the time was not old enough to be U.S. senator, after at least 30 years of age, he wasn't eligible in 1962. So the Kennedys came up with a rather elegant political solution, which was they looked high and low, and they chose a fellow who happened to be a former mayor of Gloucester to serve as a temporary senator. His main qualifications, John, were that he went to college with Jack Kennedy, was his roommate at Harvard, and was an usher at John Kennedy's wedding. So that was the choice in 1960 as a senator. I don't think Gavin Newsom to play that as well. And yes, I think he's locked into choosing a black woman. I don't see how in this day and age, and also given that he has presidential ambitions, and you cannot afford to alienate the black vote in presidential politics on the Democratic side, he has to choose a black woman if he's presented with this choice.
He did use the word placeholder, which you emphasize in your column. Does that give him a way out?
Well, sure, because that means that he can avoid choosing one of the one person who is running in the Senate field right now, and that is Barbara Lee, the congresswoman from the East Bay here in the San Francisco Bay Area. She is a Bernie Sanders acolyte. That's probably too progressive, even for the very progressive Newsom. Also, I don't think Newsom would want to do that, because it would upset Nancy Pelosi, who has her own horse in the race, and Adam Schiff. So I think he would have to look high and low around California for a black woman. He could look to London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, but she's running for re-election, John. In case you haven't noticed, that city's in a pretty god-awful state. It is, and I don't think they can afford to lose the mayor. He could look to Los Angeles, John, and choose Karen Bass, the new mayor of Los Angeles, but she's less than a year into the job. And oh, by the way, Newsom did not endorse her last year when she needed his help, so maybe she would not want to return the favor to him. So he's kind of in a bind right now, and this is unfortunately the bind that one creates when one plays identity politics.
There is another voice in California. The former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Yes. Nancy Pelosi has a favorite, and it's not Barbara Lee. So Nancy Pelosi picks up the phone to Gavin Newsom or vice versa. What do they say to each other, Bill?
Well, it'll be a very brief conversation because she'll say, how about putting Adam Schiff in that post? And Gavin Newsom will say, well, let me check. Last time I looked, Adam Schiff is not a woman and he's not black. So end of conversation. But I suggested that Pelosi, if he had not put himself into a bind, John was actually an interesting choice because why? Well, she's obviously close to Feinstein, so much so that her daughter actually is helping out Feinstein, is kind of walking around as sort of an aide, a sidekick to her. But also, if you think that Pelosi is maybe on her way out in November 2024, she will be 84 years by that time, so maybe she'll step down. Giving her a year in the Senate's kind of a nice way to end her career. But again, Newsom has put himself into a box, so he can't pick Pelosi. Another great pick, I think, again, if you're looking for 1 year, Leon Panetta. Former congressman, former White House chief of staff, former White House budget director, former defense secretary. Surely a freshman senator, John, is qualified as that. What a perfect guy to be a placeholder senator for California. But again, Newsom has limited his options where he can't do this.
Bill, does the choice, I'm looking for a political science question here, does the choice of an appointed senator who's going to run for re-election within the next 2 years, does that choice always win? Is that an advantage when it comes to the electorate?
In theory, it would be, but let's look back at how Dianne Feinstein got this job, John. She ran for the Senate in 1992 against a fellow named John Seymour. John Seymour was a state senator put into the U.S. Senate by Pete Wilson, who was a sitting senator when he was elected governor in 1990. John Seymour got wiped out in the 1992 election that gave the world both Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer as senators, the so-called year of the woman in the Senate. So no, an interim senator is not always a lock to get reelected. But keep in mind, John, Newsom is not going, again, if Newsom were presented with this choice, he would not pick somebody who would turn around and run. There are already three Democrats in the field, as is three members of Congress. There's not room for another Democrat, and I don't think Newsom would want to chum the waters that way. So again, he's looking for just a pure interim job. This further complicates it. Somebody who's willing to go to Washington and do what's kind of a dead-end job because they won't have it after November 24.
And at this point, then, the the choice for Gavin Newsom that is best is for Dianne Feinstein to serve out her term so he won't be challenged. Is that correct? That's best for Newsom is that she stays.
Yeah, and this is where a lot of – so keep in mind, there's so much whispering going on and so much pushing and pulling behind the scenes. We're so used to partisan politics, John, but really what's going on here, it's the left that is pushing Feinstein to leave. There was an article in the New York Times over the weekend questioning her cognitive state. The Nation, the very left-leaning Nation, you have friends who work for The Nation, Katrina and others. The Nation ran a piece asking why is it that whereas Ken Paxton, the Texas Attorney General, his staff turned on him and basically ran him out of office. Why isn't Feinstein's staff staging rebellion and kicking her out of office? So you see this push by the left to get her out of the way, to put in somebody more progressive in her stead. That'll be what we have here, just one more dynamic. But again, the idea of keeping her in place, this is part of the intrigue of Nancy Pelosi's daughter being around Feinstein. The idea being this is Pelosi's way of trying to make sure that Feinstein stays in the Senate. Why? Because she thinks that it helps Adam Schiff's chances in the primary next year. She does not want to give Barbara Lee a chance of getting that interim appointment.
Bill Whalen, writing for California on Your Mind about Dianne Feinstein, who served decades ably, and right now the speculation is what's next.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.